Enough is enough. Stop the crazy standardized testing.
That's Michael Mulgrew, president of the United Federation of Teachers, kicking off a Thursday conference call to launch a statewide petition drive to stop expansion of standardized tests in children's early years. The petition comes as the union continues to call for a 3-year moratorium on using tests aligned to the rigorous Common Core standards for high-stakes decisions affecting teachers and students. Janine Smith is a first-grade teacher in Middle Country School District in Suffolk County.
I can learn more about a child in a 3-minute conversation than any standardized test can tell me. I can learn about their current abilities, the things that they need to further their education, what they're struggling with. The standardized test will never tell me that. They will never tell me that a child doesn't know their shapes or their colors at that age. They don't measure what we need to focus on for those children in pre-K through second grade.
Smith explained the process involved and the valuable learning time lost in administering the test to youngsters.
Some of them have never used a mouse before. They can't log on themselves, so the proctors have to log them on. They are more interested in what's going on their friend's computer screen, so there's no focus, there's no time on task. It's very overwhelming for them. If your district doesn't have good servers, sometimes the computers will log the children off in the middle of a test. And then they'll have to reboot everybody back on. If you're talking of a class 25 to 30 kids, now you're talking another half hour.
And that's on computers. Angelica Rivera, parent leader with Citizen Action of New York and the Alliance for Quality Education, is the mother of pre-K students. She says the so-called bubble test on paper isn't much better, with some young children unable to hold a pencil properly.
There is no bubble to fill in to measure whether a child is learning how to socialize, how to share, and how to be respectful. You can't measure a child's love for learning with a bubble test.
Post and Kill Elementary School principal Peter DeWitt says the idea of standardized testing scares him.
These kids should not be worrying about what it's like to fill in a bubble. There are so many other ways to foster the love for learning. Secondly, what's happening from the third through eighth grade level is that when it comes to standardized testing, we have kids that are taking tests 3 days 1 week, 3 days the following week, with very little time in between for a rest. They're about 90 minutes a day. And in that time, and if you're unlucky enough to be a special ed student, that means you're getting double time or maybe time and a half on a test that you can't read in the first place.
DeWitt contends there are other fairer ways to assess student learning.
I have some teachers that are doing a really great job with effective feedback. It's something that we've been working on in faculty meetings over the past couple of years because it's more than just giving the kids a grade. It's kind of that coaching model that if you were an athlete, you may have grown up with. It's very individually based and it's goal-oriented. And the idea is to give that child that goal and make sure that they're meeting that goal. And if they're not meeting that goal, how do you remediate?
Governor Andrew Cuomo's press office did not provide anyone to comment. Cuomo espoused the teacher evaluation system, a requisite to qualify for federal Race to the Top grant money. New York won $700 million via the program in 2010. New York State Education Commissioner John King responded to a request for comment by email, saying in part, quote, "We support the drive to prohibit standardized testing of pre-K through second grade students. There are no pre-K to grade 2 standardized tests administered or required by the state, and there never have been. Decisions about how to measure student progress in pre-K through grade 2 are made by local school districts." The response also says that the Board of Regents has a long-standing policy against administering standardized tests to our very youngest students. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.